Hey, this is Nick Z from the 4019s, and you're listening to Strike the Box with Chris on WMFO in Medford, the best freeform radio around.
Let's go to Detroit.
Now you're talking, brother.
Living for fun, yeah. You gotta give me just a little more.
wear a uniform, a line of government loan. I'm worth a million in prizes. Yeah, I'm through with sleeping on the sidewalk. No more beating my brains. No more beating my brains. With liquor and drugs. With liquor and drugs. Well, I'm just a modern guy. Of course I had it in my ear before. And I've lost for life.
Chris, this is Strike the Box. I'm back. Big thanks to our guest DJ for this week, Chuck Yu, who was nice enough to do a set for us. Very professional set, I might add, Chuck. Thank you. As Chuck said, he has filled in for me in the past when we've all been in the studio, and hopefully when we're all back eventually in there, he'll be able to fill in on the weeks that I am not in. You can also catch him pretty much after my show on the radio station Down the Dial there, at WMBR from, I think it's 2 to 4 on Troubadour. At least I think so. I should write this stuff down so I know it, shouldn't I? Anyways, we started our set off there with William Bill Minkin, otherwise known as Senator Bobby, with the 45 from Parkway Records called Wild Thing, released in 1967. Actually made it to number 20 in the Hot 100 chart back then. Who knew? Followed it up with The Roots with their song Broken Goods that you can get off of Mesmerized from Action Records. They're on Bandcamp. Thanks to Bill and Mark who sent that along. And some June Bateman from 1965 with Possum Belly Overalls. That's off of the Shaw label. She had a bunch of singles way back in the 60s. And some 4019s with It's For Fun, That's All We're Looking For. That's the number one song of their new LP, New Roaring Twenties, that you can get off of Big Stir Records. Thanks to Big Stir and Nick for sending that along, so make sure you check that out. And some Iggy Pop with Lust For Life off of the Lust For Life LP 1977. I played that because 4019 said let's go to Detroit and Iggy reminded me of Iggy Pop, so there you go. Little segue there, I guess. Hey, pretty soon we will all be back in the clubs, hopefully. I think in August around here. But please, support the musicians out there, because they have been able to go play in clubs for over a year now, and that's how they make a lot of money. The music industry these days is not geared to the new rock and roll artists that are out there. So if you check out Bandcamp and other websites, and you buy their singles or their digital records, that's how you can also help support them. As I said, especially in these days with no clubs being open right now, they really are turning into like starving artists. So please, I've been playing a lot of new music this last year, and I'll continue to play new music even when we get back in the studio, because there's a lot of good rock and roll out there to be had. You just kind of have to look for it, because unfortunately, other than stations like MFO and MBR and even satellite radio like Underground Garage, there's not a lot of good rock and roll, new rock and roll music being played on big radio stations that are owned by the big companies. All right, that's my soapbox moment, so let me get off my soapbox and get back to some music here. I'm Chris, this is Strike the Box, WMFO MFN 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. Sip of my coffee now.
I have thought about this more than I. And now for something completely different. I'm a love man. Ooh, baby, I'm a love man. That's what they call me, I'm a love man. Big, big old love man. 6 feet, 1 weight, 210. A long hair and pretty fast skin. I'm long-legged and I'm out of sight.
Dough and plenty of it.
That's Money by Dean Landau. And that's off of his digital 4-pack that he released back in 2019 that you can find on Bandcamp. Just check out Dean Landau. He's got some good music there. The Shanghai Lows started that set off with their song Stay off of their EP Kick It Like a Wicked Bad Habit. I guess you could call it, yeah, it's an EP. It's 5 songs. I wouldn't say it's an LP. Well, maybe it is an LP. Anyways, it's actually a CD that I have. But it's also an awesome video. I just recently saw the video, and I highly recommend getting the CD, Kick It Like a Wicked Bad Habit, and also check out the video Stay by the Shanghai Lows. The Pleasure Seekers. Say that fast a few times. The Pleasure Seekers with their 1968 song, Gotta Get Away, which you can find on their Pleasure Seekers LP, I think released early 2000s, written by Susie, Patty, and Arlene Quattro, because it's a Quattro Saint sisters that make up the Pleasure Seekers. I still need more coffee. Painted Birds, Susie and the Banshees, that you can find off of a Kiss in the Dreamhouse LP released in 1982. Otis Redding with Love Man off of his posthumously released LP Love Man from 1969. Bunch of songs that he had recorded back in 67, and then he sadly passed away. And a couple of albums, or a few albums, I believe, that have been posthumously released for Otis Redding. And I'm going to go get something done with my mouth here so I can speak a lot better and not flub all my words. I'm Chris, this is Strike the Box.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to... poof! Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokeybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is reminder of where I used to be. This ain't no technological breakdown. This is the road to hell.
Miss Andrea Gillis, Leave the Light On, on Bandcamp Records, a digital single that you can find there. And that song is making its way around. I heard it recently on Bill Kelly's program on Underground Garage. We followed, we started things off with The Ravages, with Down That Road, digital single, just released. It's their second single off of their forthcoming LP, Badlands, that you can find in September in 2021 on Spaghetti Town Records. I like how they spell spaghetti. It's a little different. Anyways, we followed Down That Road with On My Way Down That Road by the Wigwags from 1967 off of the Sama Records. The Wigwags being from Hope, Arkansas. I believe that was their only single that they released, at least on that label, again back in 1967. The Mummy Heads with Skinny White Uptight off of their LP Vulnerable Boy from Dromedary Records. I think that's how you pronounce it. 2012 release. And thanks to the Mummy Heads, who has sent me a bunch of music that I will be playing the next couple of weeks. Some Buffalo Springfield from 1967, Mr. Soul, song that Neil Young wrote about his problems with stardom. And as I said, we finished with some Andrea Gillis with Leave the Light On. Hey, I've just signed up to be part of the Radio Indie Alliance. It's a couple websites. You can go to the RadioIndieAlliance.com website, or you can check them out on Facebook at Radio Indie Alliance. It's a bunch of different stations and different DJs that post their top 10 songs each week. And then it's compiled by Mark at Radio Indie Alliance, and then he will post like the top 75 songs for the week ending. So starting this week, as I said, I will be sending in my top 10 songs. It doesn't necessarily have to be songs that I've played on the station today or during the week. Something might pop into my head and say, you know what, I didn't get a chance to play this song, or maybe I couldn't play this song on terrestrial radio, but I really liked it. So please check that out. Again, it's RadioIndieAlliance.com, and on Facebook, just type in Radio Indie Alliance. It's a great way to find some new music out there, and I always go to the top 75 that's printed each week, because I will find some music that I might not hear on any other station, but I'll listen to it and say, you know what, I like that one. So please check it out. I'm Chris, this is Strike the Box. Gotta get back to the music because we're getting short on time here.
Show I never gave up. I never gave in. She's making me feel like I never belong. I said, who put all those things in your head? Things that make me feel that I'm mad. And you're making me feel like I've never been born. She said, you don't understand what I said. I said, no, 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 you're wrong.
That we gotta clean up everything around here and get moving on. Leave no junk behind. Not sure if you read in the news or heard in the news recently. Supposedly some space junk almost caught the SpaceX rocket the other day. Although some reports now say, no, there was nothing there. Nothing to see here. Anyways, we finished up with some space junk by Devo from the Are We Not Men? We Are Devo LP. Warner Brothers 1978. We started off with Haley and the Crushers with Church of Flag off of their LP Fun Size that you can get off of Rum Bar Records. Haley and the Crushers, another band that's making the rounds on some of the smaller radio stations, the indie radio stations, so please check her out or them out. She Said, She Said by the Beatles from 1966 off of the Revolver LP, heavily influenced by some LSD. some history to that song if you check out Wikipedia. Anyways, that's about it for me, folks. I'm out of here. Hopefully we'll be back in another couple weeks with another Strike the Box radio show here on WMFO Method 91.5 FM. Going to finish you off with a song from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. A song that they put together real quick back around 1970. I believe it's May 4th, 1970. That anniversary is coming up, and I usually always play that song that week of the anniversary or right near it. So that's coming up next. Take care of yourselves, everybody. Stay safe out there. As you've been seeing in the news, we'll be getting back to the new normal, I guess you could say. Not fast enough for some people, but let's play it safe, okay? Take care, everybody, and I will see you or talk to you in a couple weeks. Bye.
Campus violence for three nights, causing the National Guard to be called in, and today the guardsmen opened fire on the students, killing four of them, two young men and two young women. Three were shot in the chest and one in the head.
Soldiers and Nixon's.